We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your wages are being garnished. We can stop that now. It's hard enough to pay your bills when things are good, let alone when a big chunk of your take-home pay is gone before you even get your check. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagné, and I can stop the garnishment and get the creditors off your back immediately, often the same day as our consultation. Both Chapter 7 and 13 provide bankruptcy relief, but choosing the right chapter is crucial. In a free consultation, we can create a plan to get your finances back under your control. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
Let's play Beat Mix.
It's time to play the game. Do everybody scream his name?
Beat Mix.
Don't be a loser.
Hello, everybody. It's Monday. Take a deep breath. We got this.
It's a great Monday.
It's kind of hard to take a deep breath.
You're telling me.
Right? It's been a rough weekend for some people, but hopefully with some Beat Migs, we can brighten it up. Today, we actually have Charles from Puyallup, your neck of the woods. Steve, are you there?
I am.
Hi, Charles. Okay, now, Steve, you can get the hell out of here.
Oh, thanks, Pete. Thanks, Vicky.
You know who you are.
I thought you were going to say Bicky.
Bicky.
Yeah. Hey, Bicky.
That's what my little brother calls me, Bicky. Yeah. Bicky. Anywho, for those playing at home, Charles, you have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you'll only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Let's do this.
Vexillology is the study of what?
One more time.
Vexillology.
You can pass.
Denim is the official fabric for what U.S. state?
California.
Yes.
Nice.
What kind of sauce is typically served on Eggs Benedict?
Hollandaise.
Yeah. According to Greek mythology, who was the first woman on Earth?
Venus.
No.
Aphrodite.
Nope.
A pass.
A story of one's own life is often referred to as what? Or is referred to?
Autobiography.
Yeah. Who played the title character in the sitcom Sabrina the Teenage Witch?
Oh, man. I don't even remember. Pass.
The female actress co-starring along Dwayne Johnson in the 2021 movie Jungle Cruise. Who is it?
Oh, man. Pass.
The first Woodstock happened in what year?
69.
Yeah.
1969.
One, That's two, it. Three, four.
All right, well, four is a number.
It is a number. But Steve's, I know for a fact, Steve's brain is fried. So we'll see how well he
All right,
does.
Yeah, you know what? There's still a chance.
How are you doing, Steve?
Me and Joe were just talking about how hard it was to fall asleep last night.
And how hard it was to wake up this morning?
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Yes.
Of course. Both go without saying, but yes, we're both in the struggle bus. We're just kind of reconvening about that.
I mean, Charles has a shot.
Uh-oh.
Ready?
Oh, yeah!
Vexillology is the study of what?
Blood.
No.
Vexes.
No.
Veins.
No. Denim is the official fabric for what U.S. state?
Washington.
No.
Oh, damn it. California.
Yeah.
Nice.
Ooh.
What kind of sauce is typically served on Eggs Benedict?
Hollandaise.
Correct. According to Greek mythology, who is the first woman on Earth?
Hades.
Nope.
Aphrodite.
Nope. They did hook up, though.
Lizzo.
No.
Lizzo, yes.
A story of one's own life is referred to as what?
An autobiography.
Correct. Who played the title character in the sitcom Sabrina the Teenage Witch?
Melissa Joan Hart.
Yes. The female actress co-stars, who co-stars along Dwayne the Dwayne Johnson in the 2021 movie Jungle Cruise. Who is it?
Dwayne the Jock Johnson.
That's something else.
Oh, Jack Black.
No.
Damn it, I don't know. Pass.
All right. The first Woodstock happened in what year?
69.
Correct. 2, 3, 4. You squeaked by with five.
Hold on. I would like to do, because I wanted to do this.
Okay.
I don't think Steve was right about the story of his own life. That question, I don't think he was right about that.
Autobiography?
I don't think that's the answer.
Biography.
What did he say?
Don't give him the answer, Jesus.
Well, it's too late. I mean, I can't do it now. I
know. Well, she could. Oh, I mean, crap. I think if she told you you were wrong, you would have had a chance. I was going to give you one chance to get it right.
What was the question again?
A story of one's own life is referred to as what?
And it's not
No, one's own life. It's an autobiography.
Well, they actually are both right. Never mind. Now, I suppose you could argue both ways. Because an autobiography is you write the own story of your life, whereas a story of your life is a biography. The autobiography is if you wrote it yourself.
Yes. And that is the question.
But yeah, they said owns life. So that's about you. You're writing it about yourself.
Mm-hmm. Oh, all right. I mean,
it's not someone else wrote the story about someone else's life.
My brain hurts so bad.
This is not cool, BJ.
Not on a Monday before 7 a.m.
Because I want to play my song. I'm only arguing so I can play my song.
Yeah, but not after we just spent many brain cells burned.
Hey, time. I got to take advantage of you people while you're down. I got to get when it's getting good. But all right, fine. I acquiesce to Vicky's power.
All right. Well, Steve, you did get 5 out of 4 correct.
All right.
5 to 4.
Thank you.
My brain is also fried.
All right. Well, sorry, Charles. You did not win, sir.
No.
Deuces.
Hi, buddy. You're sampling the best.
Oh, yeah.
Better than all the rest.
Yeah. That is bitter taste. Anyone. Bitter taste.
For the ones you did not get correct, vexillology is the study of flags.
Oh, flags. We should have known that. I bet Sheldon said that every time he did Fun with Flags on The Big Bang Theory.
And somebody mentioned it in a dirty cartoon I watch.
Okay, of course.
Hold a pause.
Yeah. Of course.
What dirty cartoon were you watching?
It's called Crossing Swords on Hulu. It's a Seth Green show.
Oh, I thought it was like a
porno?
Click on a thumbnail kind of. Oh, okay.
I mean, they're little toy characters, much like Robot Chicken. And you often see them naked and doing dirty things.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's a dirty show.
Yeah, Vicky tends to go for the very adult animation shows.
Mm-hmm. According to Greek mythology, who is the first woman on Earth? She has a very, very popular box.
Pandora.
Oh,
Pandora.
Really? Oh. Pandora is the first woman, according to the Greeks.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know she was the first one. Wow, okay.
And the very popular box, though, is just said.
Oh, yeah. Everyone likes to talk about it. And,
she's not wrong.
Isn't it on Lake City Way?
Yeah, no. She's not wrong. It's a box that nobody wants to really have unleashed upon the world, either.
And the female actress who co-stars along Dwayne Johnson.
I couldn't remember this one.
Emily Blunt.
That's it.
Yeah, that's the one. That's John Krasinski's wife. How do you forget her?
Especially since The Rock and I are now brothers.
Why?
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, that's wonderful. You know, I'm happy.
I have it in writing.
Involved. Yeah, I have it.
And screenshot it and post it everywhere.
Actually, you do have it in writing. That's a sad thing.
I think I got more people texting me, tweeting at me with excitement for something that happened to me that really, at the end of the day, it has no consequence in my life. You know what I mean? I've had like other things that I've been like. I think it was almost up there with the birth of my child. Like the amount of. people that were reaching out to me to congratulate me on The Rock tweeting back at me, which I thought was like the funniest thing.
What do you think? Because you say that he doesn't respond much on Twitter. Because look, he is a big enough star with a ridiculous schedule that I would think he'd have somebody running his social media, and I wouldn't fault him for that. I fault him for a lot of things because
you're not going to rain in my parade writer. Trying to make me think that an assistant wrote that.
That's what I'm wondering.
I'm going to pretend it was The Rock.
I was really going to say I think because they don't respond much, whoever it is, that it might have been him.
You know, I mean, based on I wonder if he has somebody that he just tells, hey, say this. But I looked at his tweets and replies because he responded because we posted a picture on our social media of the Terramana tequila that we had at the radio convention. And he just said, hey, enjoy the mana, brother, and with a couple of emojis and stuff. And he doesn't typically respond a lot to people. Like as I go through, I mean, every once in a while he will, but not like all the time. So I feel like we just caught him at the absolute best moment because it was within like 20 minutes that he responded. And it was just like, I think we just got lucky.
It was super fast. Like the fact that it happened within like, because, you know, that's one of those things you put out there and you wake up the next morning and it's like, oh, nice surprise. But legit, you just refreshed your page and there it was.
And there was a response. And I mean, because the dude's got like 16 million followers. So he's got to be getting blown up all day long.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm just going to think that, you know, he was in the middle of a gigantic sheet meal, picked up his phone like we all do when you're having some chow, and said, I'm going to retweet this guy.
Yeah.
I'm going to tweet back at him.
That's my brother.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we are brothers, after all.
Yeah, you are. I mean, you know
what? The only family hanging.
And you know something? I think now Ben Affleck, he's got to respond back to you because I don't think he's ever tweeted back at you.
Well, I've never tweeted at him, so.
Oh, well, you need to tweet at Ben and show him, and you need to show him what The Rock did. Ben's got to step up.
Ah, yeah, screw Ben, man. We moved on.
But he's got Jennifer back in his life. Maybe now he's a different guy and you guys can be buddies again.
I thought they already broke up.
They just got married.
No, they did not break up, did they?
Jennifer Lopez, not Jennifer Garner.
Yeah, Jennifer Lopez. That's what I'm talking about.
There's been a few relationships that have happened since then, Danny. Get with it.
Okay.
Yeah. But I forgot he did have a couple of Jennifers in his life, so that does make it a little,
I thought for sure I saw something where they just got, like, married.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I saw, too.
They had, like, their third wedding. They're getting married over here. They're getting married over there. Yeah, they're having a lot of weddings. Why do I know this?
I feel like it's still too, like, I don't know how they do it, by the way, since we're talking about it, because I don't know how long ago it was that A-Rod just, like, bought her a fancy car. I feel like it was just a year ago. Maybe it was longer. And I just feel like then all of a sudden I'm marrying the woman that I know that A-Rod was, you know, hitting home runs with. I feel like it's too soon.
In their tax bracket.
They also have like history together. So maybe they're just like, you know what? After all these other relationships, I realized that you and I were best. We were meant for each other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For at least the next year or so.
I want to think I would. Yeah, exactly.
And I mean, like with all that money, like buying someone a fancy car is the equivalent of us buying our significant other maybe flowers and chocolates.
Yeah. Well, was it the money so much, Vicky? It's just that was my memory stamp. In other words, he bought her a fancy car, but he was also taking her to slam. Town at the same time. That's what I couldn't get over. Like, wait, weren't you just slamming A-Rod like a couple months ago and now we're getting married?
He got her the Porsche back in 2019, so it's been a bit.
Okay, it has been a bit. Yeah. All right, that's 3 years. That's enough.
There's several of years of removal from Slamtown.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. I've often done lists like this. I've done them actually for, the last 15 years we've been doing this show, especially on Fridays. We talk about, like, well, what do people feel about their jobs?
Right.
And this survey comes out and says that 70% of people say they love their job, which I'm surprised that is the number, because we have seen other surveys where so many people do not love their job.
Like, are we missing a part of that? Like, 70% of self-employed people love their job? Like, it seems kind of random.
70% of people that don't have to go into the workplace because of COVID anymore love their job.
Or maybe there's just a good number of people. It could have also been from a magazine that was like Happy at Work magazine or something like that.
I want to say this.
It's a great publication. I subscribe.
I'm going to credit it to a generation. Actually, two generations. I'm going to credit it to millennials and to Generation Zs.
You're welcome.
Because they have been really demanding that the workplace change. Because Steve, you know, when you and I got in this business, you know, it was a whole different world. The way people are treated, not just this business, but I mean business in general.
Yes.
Just the way business was done. It was nuts compared to what I've seen in some places, because, well, the millennials and the Zs and even the alphas are like, no, that's not how we're going to work.
I mean, God forbid they want to work somewhere where they're happy. I don't understand this crap.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy. So they're they got a top five list of why these folks surveyed love their jobs. Mm. And number one, and it's the one that I know you guys think of me a lot of, interacting with coworkers and their clients. Of course, it's a wonderful experience interacting with me. You're absolutely right.
I thought you were going to say crumble cookies.
That was my first thought as well. That and coffee. I mean,
we interact with them in a very positive way. You're right.
True. Yep.
Shout out to Crumble and Covington, baby.
Yeah. So that is wild, man, that in fact 70% of the people love their job. So we've got other things on this list that I want to tell you about, but obviously, you know, we want to hear from you.
Now it's the lukewarm topic of the day.
All right, so what we want to know, since 7 out of 10 people say they love their job, what is awesome about your job? 206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999. Let's go to Jason and Lacey. Jason, you are on the Rock. Hello, Jason.
Jason.
Thought I had Jason. Mm-hmm. All right, let me try Ryan and Kent. Ryan, you are on the Rock.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning, Ryan. What you got for us, buddy?
So I like my job, and it's the greatest job in the world because it's daily exercise that I don't have to pay for a gym membership. In fact, I get paid for it.
Nice.
What is that?
I'm a delivery driver.
Oh, so picking up all the boxes, dropping stuff off, or are you like hauling a truck and like a huge delivery driver?
Oh no, I'm a daily package handler driver. You know, so small package, lots of lifting, lots of turning, lots of walking.
I'm also a daily small package handler. Hey yo. Sorry.
Yeah, you know what? I'll tell you what, man, Ryan. That's a good way to look at it, because I often wonder if people, you know, dig that job, since more and more of us are basically ordering, you know, no brick and mortar action, and we're just getting everything delivered to us. It's nice to know that somebody out there is like, this is a great job, you know. And now when I see them on my ring cam, I'll go, hey, that guy he's got some cardio in, he got some bends in.
Well, he got some bends in. That's exactly what you should do. That you could talk through your ring cam. Should be like, sir, are you getting your bends in?
Yeah,
work those glutes. Work them glutes. Pick it up with your butt.
Do it, buddy.
I don't know.
Yeah, a lot of
all of a sudden he's become a porn director.
I don't think that was. I mean, I don't know. Maybe I could try that on my porn cam, which is my ring cam becomes my porn cam.
All right,
okay.
You know what? There probably is a thumbnail for that.
Yeah,
like ring cam footage that's made to be adult content.
I can't believe it happened to me.
For research, for show prep.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Only to add more weird things to our search history.
Yeah, definitely.
I guarantee it. I'm willing to put money on it.
Yeah, well, Danny, what did you find? While we're looking for that, got another reason why people love their job. They gave us five top reasons, these folks that were surveyed. Roles and responsibilities. They like the stuff that they're being given, the stuff that they have, their job description, the jobs they're given.
That's cool.
Again, I mean, man, I don't remember that being like, I took anything I could, and I sure as hell did not like a lot of the roles that I had early on in my career. But I took what I could get.
How about this texture said, I'm a Sunrise resident here. I install garage doors, sound door services in Renton. I get to meet new people every day, get to help with their garage door without charging them an arm and a leg.
That's a nice thing, man. A good garage door is awesome. It really is.
Underrated.
I mean, when I got my garage doors, and of course they had the silent garage door thing, plus it's battery operated, so when the power goes out, you still can get out of there.
Oh,
it was the best feeling.
You know, our power went out last weekend, and I didn't even think about that. But you know, it's like even though we knew our power went out, as we were driving and hitting the button for the garage door open, I'm like, the hell, the garage door is broken, and my wife's like, the power's out. Oh yeah, guess we're not going inside the garage.
It's not so bad coming to your house. It's bad when you have to leave your house.
And you got
to
pop it open.
And yeah. I don't have any upper body strength, so it's like, oh, this is a beating. I don't know if I'm going to open this garage door. I don't think I can.
How heavy is your garage door?
Well, how weak am I is really the question you need to ask.
Well, BJ, I see that your daughter's in the room.
Oh, lovely. All right.
Oh, Sarah.
Oh, but before we get to her, Danny, do you have an update?
I do. There's no. So if you type in ring cam porn, you get certain types of rings and certain types of cams, but not
together
in front of a door.
So and boom. If you type in ring cam porn parody, you get a parody of the movie The Ring.
Yeek.
Okay. So just a heads up.
Send me a link to that.
It's spooky season.
Wow. Yeah.
Crazy. So what you're saying is...
just do surveillance camera videos, and that's the closest as you're going to get.
There's also a thing where there's a ring, a certain kind of ring, that actually has a camera on it.
Oh,
so you can get like that close up view. Like a GoPro for you know.
So you got you got a GoPro for your GoPro.
Yeah.
Okay, nice.
There's a whole unboxing video on Pornhub.
I just did a web search for door cam footage, and they don't do a very good job of organizing their thumbnails. I'll be honest.
Sarah, get on that.
Oh, back, my bad. Yeah. Sorry, Sarah. Oh. Back to you.
Oh no, so it's all good. This is more important. Let's get real.
We're asking people what they love about their job, and Sarah, you got to be careful because everything about your job is right in front of you here.
I know, right?
Everybody in the room.
Yeah, there's so many great things about
working with
this
me,
job.
Right?
Oh, yeah, you guys are amazing.
I didn't say them. I said me.
I think interacting with the listeners is by far my favorite thing. I didn't realize how much I would miss that, but because of COVID and not having events, I missed it so much.
I always say that, it's crazy to think we have a job where people are excited, for the most part, to meet us. And, is such a cool part of what we get to do. It's like, there's no need for an icebreaker. Like, they instantly have, something they want to talk about or they know something about. And it's such a flattering and, every once in a while, I'm like, what the hell is going on in my world? This is so cool.
I know.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. People were, congratulating me on getting engaged. And I'm like, thank you. I don't even know your name, but thank you so much.
Did they give you any unsolicited marriage advice?
Oh.
Because when we announced that I was having my child, and it was awesome, don't get me wrong. But, of course, BJ, unintentionally spoiled it. Thanks a lot.
I don't know how that happened. I don't remember that. Luckily, with my my memory issues, I don't even know what you're talking about. You have a child?
And I remember when I was like, okay, I want to make the announcement on the air after Pain in the Grass. That way Pain in the Grass doesn't become just nonstop baby advice aggrass. And so BJ screwed that up. And actually, before Pain in the Grass, a day before, I think it was. Or it was even maybe the day of. And my entire time of Pain in the Grass was just spent... I appreciate it, but after the 15th or 20th unsolicited advice on how to become a father, it's just like, man, I just want to watch the band.
Talking about my child.
Before I can't watch anything, really, because where you are now, you're lucky if you get to watch anything you want to watch. So could you not let me have this moment before the kid's actually in the world?
But that's such a minor complaint, because on the other side of it, it was so cool to be able to celebrate with people because they knew my story and knew the struggles. And it was just like, this is so awesome, to have that kind of energy and that love from the majority of people. Not everybody was giving advice.
Yeah,
one step at a time.
The unsolicited advice is definitely fascinating. I remember that way back in Rochester when Kathy was pregnant with Joe and we moved away. And so, she was going to have the baby not around a lot of family because I had to take a job outside of Massachusetts. And the Rochester folks were great, but man, that unsolicited advice, Steve, everywhere we went, you got a kid coming, let me tell you. I'm like, ay, ay, ay.
My favorite, though, were the unsolicited advice from people because I'd always ask them, how many kids you had, or how old are your kids? And I don't have any kids. I'm like, wait, you're giving me advice on how to become a father, and you don't have any children?
That's not a thing. No, thank you. Okay.
The worst, though, was the guy that gave me unsolicited advice on how to keep my eventual teenage daughter from having sex before she's old.
Oh, wow. They went there? The kid's not even in the world and they went there?
Yes.
Wow.
And I remember, I mean, I don't know if I was staring daggers in through him, but I might have. I was just looking at him why? Why are you telling me this? She's not even born. We're jumping ahead way too far. Here's my email. Hit me up in 16 years.
I also think that was when we were trying to eat, too, because I remember that interaction. Me, Steve, and Joe were trying to eat our barbecue, and this guy just keeps going on about his future daughter having sex when she's 16.
Because I remember he walked away, and I looked at you and Joe. I'm like, did that really just happen? And they're both just jaw down, uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Alcohol, man.
Yeah.
It just makes people feel comfortable sharing the weirdest advice.
It surely does. Steve, you're going to worry a lot more about that before 16. These kids, man, I'm telling you right now, they want to be older than they are. They want to do life quicker than they should. And usually it's the teenage daughters. I mean, for the most part, it's like, are you kidding me? You're 13. Can you please act and look like you're 13 for your father? Thank you.
She already asked for the keys to the car to go out and hit the bars. I was just like, dude, you're not even two yet. Wait till you're at least a month over two.
Oh, yeah. And don't let your child hang out with anybody who is 16 when they're 13. I don't know, one of Sarah's friends where I was just like, are you serious?
I'll put that in my calendar for
put that on your calendar
12 years from now.
Yeah.
To remind myself of that. Thanks, BJ.
There's your unsolicited advice that you asked for.
Yeah. Oh, man.
I like this one person. I love my job because my jerk of a boss just got fired.
Nice. Oh, really?
Ding dong, the witch is dead.
Yeah. I also have to say, number three on this list of what, because the people said 70% of them said they love their job, which is why we're talking about this in this survey. And then they gave the top five reasons why. A good work-life balance rolls in. And, man, that is something that, again, you had a good work-life balance if you brought home, if you did so well at work that you actually could feed your family and had a roof over their head. That was your work-life balance in my day.
You know, when Texas said, one thing I love about my job is my company recognizes that we're all human. We all have good and bad days. Some things come up in our life that we don't have much control over. And I don't have to feel like I have to separate my mom life and my work life.
Yeah.
It falls right in line with what you're saying right there.
Yeah, and I just read an article in the Times today about the fact that, you know, that the women that are in the workplace are the ones that are actually spearheading this, the ones that are in charge. And, of course, there's still not a lot of women in charge compared to men. But it's like, I don't understand why dudes can't get this. It's amazing. When I read this article, it's like, really? With all the information out there, it's only the women CEOs and the women bosses that are actually implementing a good work-life balance? What is wrong with the dude bosses? I mean, do they not see where the world's going? It's so fascinating to me. So, yeah, keep it up, people. Let's get that good world. And let's not be stupid bosses. You know, let people have lives. Not, you know, I'm not pointing anybody in the room or anything. But you know what? Ryan Castle's great because
he's probably drunk right now. He's figured out good work-life balance.
Yeah. He's the best boss ever because, you know what? Half the stuff he says yes to, like you said, Steve, don't know his, you know, his state. So he could be saying yes to things. And then he was like, did I even talk to you about that the next day?
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. Here's another listener question. How do I rebuild my credit after filing bankruptcy?
You rebuild it, you know, one creditor at a time by making your payments on time on your rent or your mortgage, by continuing to make car payments on a car that you keep during your case. You can also, as I said, you can almost always get a credit card almost immediately after filing bankruptcy. Sometimes it's a secured card and it'll almost always have a really high interest rate on it, but you can get a small balance credit card and, you know, charge a tank of gas or a dinner once a month on that and make the payment, pay it off every month, and that'll help you build a credit history one creditor at a time and will help you rebuild your credit over time.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at choosetherightchapter.com. That's choosetherightchapter.com. Thanks for listening.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.